Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. Mahavidya Yoga, the Yoga of Inner Communion with the Ten Great Cosmic Powers. In the tantric point of view, the universe has a vibratory structure much like a pyramid. Different worlds are placed on different levels or strata. Each stratum has a definite rate of vibration and expresses a definite level of consciousness. At the top of this gigantic pyramid-like structure, there are certain cardinal focuses of energy, known as vidyas, symbolically called cosmic powers or goddesses, which have a paramount role in creating, maintaining, and reabsorbing the universe. The very first goddess is known as Kali, the goddess of time. And it is said that at the end of creation, she will be the one to devour everything. All the universes, be they physical, astral, or causal, and time itself. Do not let this frighten you, for Kali is often misunderstood. You will come to know this from the subject matter we will deal with, and from the meditation of communion with Kali we shall perform afterwards. Towards the end of our broadcast, we will also be discussing an article entitled The Woman as an Initiator in the Art of Love. Almost all ancient cultures have the following belief. The woman is an embodiment of beauty, sensuality, and erotic vitality, as well as the guardian of the creative sexual potential. Any human being, be they male or female, was born through a woman's yoni. And therefore any man wants to join this land of thrilling femininity through endless sexual intercourse, which is made possible by perfect sexual continence. This will also prepare the way for the next set of articles we will be dealing with. Mahavidya Yoga, the yoga of the inner communion with the 10 great cosmic powers. The 10 Vidyas. In the tantric vision, the universe has a vibratory structure much like a pyramid. Different worlds are placed on different levels or strata. Each stratum has a definite rate of vibration and expresses a definite level of consciousness. At the top of this gigantic pyramid-like structure, there are certain cardinal focuses of energy, known as vidyas, symbolically called cosmic powers or goddesses, which have a paramount role in creating, maintaining, and reabsorbing the cosmos. The disciplines that have an inner communion with these cosmic powers are known as Mahavidya Yoga or Sri Vidya Yoga. These are the supreme fundamental ways or paths of profound knowledge and wisdom. The tantric tradition is characterized by the central place given to everlasting female archetypes, to the supreme goddess, the mother of the universe. In example, the essential femaleness as a creative and dynamic power which complements the stillness of the consciousness. In this vision, each female is a Shakti. She embodies and manifests the secret fundamental subtle forces which animate and control the cosmos. The tantric adepts see the whole cosmos with its visible and invisible worlds as a supreme mother goddess or Parashakti, which holds ultimate and omnipotent power over cosmic manifestation and over all creatures. On a human scale, all women are a part of the cosmic goddess. The ultimate consciousness, Shiva, is grasped through Shakti. It can be said that the 10 great feminine cosmic powers, or Dasha Mahavidyas, are the 10 fundamental aspects of the Supreme Cosmic Mother's personality. Nevertheless, each goddess has a specific cosmic function in the universal harmony. The traditional sequence of the 10 great goddesses is Kali, the power of time and the night of eternity, Tara, the power of the void and the night of anger, Tripura Sundari, the power of absolute splendor, Bhuvaneshwari, the power of space and the night of perfect realization, Tripura Bhairavi, the power of death and the night of destiny, Chinamasta, the power of sacrifice and the night of courage, Dumavadi, the power of deprivation and the night of frustration, Bagalamukhi, the power of instantaneously stopping all actions, Matangi, The Power of Domination in the Night of Illusion. Kamalatmika, The Power of Perfect Happiness in the Night of Paradise. The cluster of the 10 Mahavidyas reflects the dynamic unity of existence in which all aspects of life, the darkest, the purest, the most forceful, and the inert, are combined to form a whole, a vision of unity in diversity. Definition of worship. The esoteric tantric tradition states that the highest form of worship, or param puja, is not offering flowers, fruits, etc. to any image or statue, but it is the grasp of the true nature of the deity as being part of the self. It does not need any definite place or time. It is to be performed whenever and wherever possible. We use the term worship with this meaning. This way, worship leads to spiritual knowledge, which implies the unification of subject and object by relation of identity, also known as samyama. In fact, Mahavidya Yoga consists of 10 different ways or paths of understanding ourselves and the universe through identification with 10 fundamental energies or consciousnesses of the cosmos. Therefore, our purpose is self-knowledge through specific ways which are related to our affinity. In example, which best fit our personality? Tantra reveals that the Supreme Being can be reached through any of these cosmic focuses of power. Kali, Part 1. Spiritual heroes spontaneously worship Kali. In the Tantric pantheon, Kali is mentioned as the first of the 10 great cosmic powers, because in a certain way, she is the one who spins the wheel of universal time. On the other hand, at the end of the manifested world, time, in Sanskrit known as Kala, devoured all the universes of the three planes of creation, the physical, astral, and causal universes. Then the great cosmic power known as Kali finally devours time itself, which is Kala, and this is the very reason for which Kali is viewed as the primordial cause of creation and the destruction of the universe. The famous tantric writing, known as Nirvana Tantra, associates Kali with Brahman, the Supreme, representing both the being, the existence, and the infinite consciousness in manifestation. This association has allowed the worship of Kali, both from a metaphysical abstract perspective as well as from a more concrete perspective, which implies certain attributes, or functions, characteristics, and qualities. According to tantric tradition, the whole manifested world springs from the infinite consciousness of the beatific union between Shiva and Shakti. The function of creation comes to the divine energy bearing the name Brahmani Shakti. The universe thus created has to be maintained in manifestation, and this function is performed by Shakti Vaishnavi. Nonetheless, both the creation and preserving aspects imply a molecular death or destruction of each form of universe. This function is performed by Rudrani Shakti. In fact, Brahmani, Vaishnavi, and Rudrani are the consorts of the three Hindu gods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, also named Rudra. Her darkness dissolves everything. The simultaneous existence of these three processes within creation clearly expresses the statements included in all tantric writings, that the creation of the universe did not occur only once in the past, nor will the universe be destroyed once in the future, but rather in every instant these aspects manifest as flashings which create the illusion of continuity and reality. Although the human body and mind are permanently assailed with innumerable sensorial perceptions, the state of divine ecstasy or samadhi implies the disappearance of all mental functions and physical awareness of entering into the supreme consciousness of Paramashiva, the one that is beyond all duality. The description of the great cosmic power Kali describes her as being dark as the night and dancing over Shiva's inert white body. This representation reveals the significance of two fundamental aspects of reality. On one hand, there is the dynamic, immanent aspects of God, Kali's dance, and on the other, the static, transcendent aspect of consciousness, identified by Shiva. Shiva is white because he signifies infinite divine light, or Prakasha, inert because the absence of movement and action reveals pure, homogeneous and compact consciousness. On the other hand, Kali's dance signifies a dynamic, active aspect of the divine, and the dark color of her skin indicates that the creation processes are dissolved in Kali. From a different perspective, Kali is also the creator of the universes, as they come to life from the ashes of the divine consciousness's purifying fire. Consequently, Kali's action is deeply evolutionary, as she propels the human being towards evolution, sometimes in a painful manner. Nonetheless, Kali performs her actions in divine light and harmony, knowing that this is the best thing to do. Those who manage to pass all the tests and go through all obstacles are in truth spiritual heroes, and they will be rewarded with Kali's spiritual grace. However, if it is not God's will to manifest the creative impulse, the divine infinite energy Shakti remains potential but unmanifested, as she is inseparably united with Shiva in his purely transcendent aspect. The spiritual tantric writings denote this state as Sat Chit Ananda, pure existence, pure consciousness, infinite bliss. Kali, Part 2. Kali is time beyond time. Kali as Supreme Shakti assumes the responsibility of creating her names as well as their evolution. Kali is also known under the name of Adi Mahavidya, the first of the great cosmic powers. But this should not mislead us, as it does not imply any hierarchy, but rather the idea of order in cosmic evolution. Kali is also named Adiya Shakti for her energy and her terrible cosmic power, which impels humankind towards action and the universe towards manifestation. Kali's representation reveals her naked. This is not a trivial manner of representing a deity, but instead this representation demonstrates her transcendence of all limitations. Her action in the manifested world simultaneously implies the destroying and purifying actions of time, also known as Kala. This aspect is suggested by the human head she holds in one of her hands. However, as the yogi becomes more and more concerned with spiritual aspects, and firmly oriented towards obtaining spiritual freedom at all costs, he or she will be blessed with Kali's overwhelming grace. She destroys your ego so that you will be reborn. One of the most important hypostases in which one can worship Kali is as the goddess Durga, the one who defeated the demon known as Mahishasura. In Hindu spirituality, this demon represents the forces of darkness. The Vedantic philosophy presents these conceptions, according to which there are divine embodiments, or avatars, who come on earth in order to aid mankind in undergoing a deep spiritual transformation. For the worshipper of God in the aspect of the Divine Mother, Durga is the only hypostasis that destroys the evil of the world in its numerous demonic and satanic aspects. Thus, Hindu mythology describes how the goddess vanquished the demons and their king, Mahishasura, saving the gods from captivity and again setting up the divine order in the universe. The spiritual significance of this myth is that each human being has inside of them both good and bad, and these energies constantly fight for supremacy. Durga, the embodiment of the goddess Kali, grants her support and help to those who ask for it and worship her so that spiritual forces develop and gain supremacy over darkness and over negative psychic and mental influences. Durga is thus the divine light who destroys and burns any malefic forces and any leftovers of ignorance in a terrible fire of her pure consciousness. Her force awakens Kundalini. The sadhana or spiritual practice recommended for worshipping the great cosmic power Kali involves purifying and activating the centers of force, so that the fundamental energy Kundalini ascends from Mooladhara Chakra to Sahasrara Chakra. The ascension of Kundalini represents one of the characteristic and most important aspects of worshipping the great cosmic powers, and is correlated with the practice of sexual continence, according to the principles of the tantric doctrine. The mysterious influence of Kali is so complex and hidden that only a few pure souls may see the real significance of her actions. We meet a frequent representation of Kali as the Cosmic Mother, surrounded by a great number of different gods and goddesses. Lacking any dimensions or spatial-temporal limits, she takes on different forms and names in order to meet her worshippers' most secret desires. In certain situations, Kali embarks into action to destroy that which is perverted, weak, or useless. Thus, we may see her representation as having four or more arms, in which she holds different objects that are helpful in restoring or preserving the divine order of the universe. In her most elevated aspects, Kali is divine bliss itself, that which is beyond ordinary human perception and is the nature and consciousness of divine Brahman himself. Consequently, there are two ways of worshipping her: as a great goddess bestowing her grace and blessings upon all those who deserve it, and as a holy energy, or Shakti, who grants spiritual freedom, also known as Kaivalya.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of time, Kali. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of time, Kali. Let us begin. Thank you. Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. The woman as initiator in the art of love. All ancient cultures that lean on an esoteric basis, which loses itself in time, have traditions that honor the woman's power of initiation. Egypt, Greece, Arabia, India, Tibet, and China all have this fundamental belief. The woman was considered to be the embodiment of beauty, sensuality, and erotic vitality, as well as the guardian of the creative potential. Any human being was born through a woman's yoni. Every man wants to rejoin this land of thrilling femininity through an endless sexual intercourse, which is possible through perfectly realized continence. The wise Socrates asked to be initiated in the art of love by Diotima. By initiating him, she underlined the importance of seeing the beauty of the loved one, because it is in this way that you stimulate the other. Secondly, she taught him the secret science of elevating passion and transforming it from a sensual level to a spiritual one. Tantric secret knowledge underlines the same aspect. Though physical beauty is highly appreciated, this is not nearly enough for a woman. The power and significance of soul beauty go far past the physical one. Beauty ideals are described in Indian texts like the Kama Sutra and the Anangaranga. Different types of men and women are being divided into all kinds of categories according to their physical, emotional, and mental characteristics. According to ancient sexual writings, the woman that someone wants to practice the art of love with should be, quote, extremely beautiful and sensual, and have both her mind and body equally developed. Her sudden appearance will open up the mysterious door to spontaneous feelings and will elevate and capture the mind, end quote. Another text poetically declares that, quote, the chosen one should be in her early years, with charming eyes, with eyes that shoot arrows filled with love. Her features should express the positive traits of her character, her lips filled with nectar, with big breasts, beautiful thighs and legs, a full and harmonious body. When her lover comes to her, she should be dressed in lively colored silks. End quote. In the Chinese tradition, women were the ones who guarded and transmitted the sexual secrets. Taoism talks about the three different archetypes, the sincere girl, the black girl, and the chosen girl. The clearest erotic Chinese manuals, like The Learnings of the Secret Methods of the Sincere Girl, or The Sexual Learnings of the Black Girl and The Sexual Advice of the Chosen Girl, are presented as an intimate dialogue in which the beautiful, intelligent, and sensuous woman initiates the man into sexual secrets. For choosing the right woman as a lover in the erotic game, the sincere girl says that such women are generally very beautiful, refined, sensual, intelligent, tender, and good. Their hair is silky, their skin is velvety, and their bones are fragile. Nothing being too small or too big, or too thin, also not too thick. The lips of their genitals should be prominent and full, and the pleasure cave should be wet and excitingly perfumed. During the erotic act, they abundantly eliminate a fluid, kalas, and they move their bodies artfully so, as the man is permanently excited without being tempted to ejaculate. Their ideal age is between 16 and 30. Hevajra Tantra, an important Indian text, says, quote, the one that is truly evolved in yoga has to honor his mother and sister, as well as his dancer, his cleaning lady, the woman outside his caste, as well as the noble one, in the same way. He has to reunite his scepter with her wisdom lotus without any discharge of the seed. Freedom is a result of this ritual, if the mysterious subtle energies are being harmoniously focused into Sahasrara. This apparently enigmatic affirmation underlies the huge power of initiation that women possess. Then there comes the following clarification. Quote, Gnosis, the secret fundamental knowledge, is called the mother because it gives birth to the world. It is also called the sister because its affection is constant. It is called the dancer because of its thrilling intensity and passionate nature. It is called the cleaning lady because it makes all the beings seem full of life and color. It is called the one outside the caste because its supreme interior essence, Atman, cannot be reached. End quote. Even in Christianity, a religion that is often hostile to sexuality and to voluptuous pleasures, there is a mysterious tradition of courtesan love where the ideal love of a lover converges strongly and eventually leads to the blissful love of God. In order to be more exact, this tradition leans on repressing the sexual energy and on its sublimation that is used integrally for a transcendent aim. It is a curious fact that Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, who had 9 wives, his own special privilege, never referred to the power of initiation of women. The tradition says that he once declared that, quote, I was offered by God Almighty 4 qualities that others do not have. These are generosity and courage, the capacity of having frequent sexual unions without any discharge of the seed, and the capacity for regaining my strength very quickly. End quote. Also in the book, there is a moment when it seems he made love to each one of his 9 wives separately in one night, without ejaculating all this time. Then he went ahead to another erotic ritual right after the 9 successive sexual intercourses. Unfortunately, he did not assign his extraordinary recovering capacity to his perfect sexual continence and to the power of initiation that his wives had. But this mysterious feminine force is confirmed in many ancient spiritual traditions. For example, almost all Chinese emperors had to make love without ejaculating every night, with 9 beautiful and sensual consorts, and with the empress 2 nights before full moon. First of all, the extraordinary power of a woman to initiate is made up of her mental attitude towards sensuality, which is approached only in a spiritual sense. Becoming active and courageously exploring the whole series of sexual secrets during intercourse, a beautiful, sensual, and intelligent woman can give a great, subtle spiritual power to her lover. This mysterious power, the highest form of Shakti, the feminine principle, is a direct expression of spiritual intuition. It is also an energy of wisdom, spontaneous and joyful, that can quickly make all the obstacles disappear. Such a woman should initiate her lover with boldness into her spiritual experience regarding sexuality. The success lays in pure spontaneity, in her confidence and in her capacity to focus on the high ideals that she has, in her desire to give her lover something special and unforgettable. Huge self-confidence is an essential condition in all initiation ritual. It is the goddess in all women who initiates. The mysterious Queen Dakini has absorbed all the peaceful and the angry goddesses into her divine body. She transformed Yogi Padma into a sound, seed, that was lying on her lips, and she said the secret blessing of long life. Then she swallowed the seed, and inside her stomach, Padma received the secret initiation of endless compassion. In the Kundalini region, in the center of sexuality, she gave the initiation of the body, word, and mind, says the Padma Thangyig.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.